Since Baruch Hashem, we were able to be Misayim, the Masechta yesterday, I thought we would do a little bit of Chazara. It's Halach Lamaisa this year on the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak that talks about Eruv Tavshilin. The Mishnah says, Osef Tavshil Meir of Yantif, Isome Chalav Lashabis, Beshame Omrim, Shnei Tavshilin, Beisola Omrim, Tavshil Echad. It's pointed out in the Gemara that not only do we have a Tavshil, but we have a Davar Hanefa, something which is baked. Which is, of course, typically the matzah. The text that we say in the Aramaic, I'll translate, V'hadin eruva, with this eruv yehe sharalana, it will be permissible to us, la'afuye, to bake, l'vashule, to cook, la'atmune, the purposes of hatmana, insulation. Hatmana, insulation, is mosif hevel. It's a form of warming things up. La'luke shraga, to light a candle, la'takana, ulame avid kol tzirkana, to do all that we must do, miyom otavale shabasa. Just to review, one of the things that we talked about is the nature of Erev Tavshilin. Is Erev Tavshilin either Midin Kavod Shabbos, meaning that in all of the hubbub about Yontif, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that Shabbos has the highest form of Kedusha, so that we, before we go into Yontif, we make note of the fact that Shabbos is coming, or is it Midin Kavod Yontif, that it shouldn't be a zilzul, there shouldn't be any denigration for those of us who are going to be in the Galus and keeping Yontif, Thursday, Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, that no preparation should be done from Yontif to Shabbos, but nonetheless, we'll have what to eat on Shabbos. There's a very fascinating issue that comes up this year for those who are traveling to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, here, as I indicated, we have Erev Tavshilin in Eretz Yisrael. Native Israelis do not, right? Of course, Friday for them will be, I don't think anybody in the country is going to do any work on Friday, it'll be a day off, but nonetheless. It's a very fascinating situation. Now, let's say you're an American Israel or a French in Israel. So there are three positions that we find in the postgame. Rav Moshe Feinstein says in a very, I would say, an uncharacteristically fiery tshuva, that he thinks it's an absurdity that anybody who lives in the United States should be keeping anything other than 2 days. And he says that b'toras vaday, so obviously you would need an erev tavshilin, and I'll come back to one detail at the end. The opposite to view is the view of the Chacham Tzvi, a very famous posik of the 17th century, a view that's become popularized in recent years, which is only to keep one day of Yontif, that if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you become like a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and you only keep Eretz Yisrael. The view of the Rav, which is our tradition, again, very few people do this unless they look to the Rav as their Moreh Derech, and in Yanei Halacha, the Rav said that you have to keep Malachos Midaraisa on Yom Tov Sheni. Right, that there's a suffix that's involved here, whether or not you're really mechuyev to keep it or not. So when it comes to dinim daraisa, this is sometimes described as a day and a half, leading to great confusion that we should be trying to figure out when chatzos is. That's not what he meant. He meant that you should be makbid on all malachos midaraisa, so that would mean Erev Shabbos this year, any ben chutz laretz should abstain from doing any malacha min ha-Torah. So what's really fascinating this year is not just that this will lead to a fundamental nafkamina in terms of Erev Tavshilin, right? Because if you hold like the Chacham Tzvi, so Friday's a regular day, you take an apartment in Israel, so you're a Ben Eretz Israel, you don't make any Erev Tavshilin at all. So for those people with that tradition, I don't recommend people to take on this tradition. I still consider it to be, in the grand scheme of things, a Das Yachid, even though it has gained popularity. But unless it's somebody's, I don't advise people to do this, but if they tell me they're doing it, I told them you don't set up an Erev Tavshilin, of course. If you hold like Rav Moshe Bevada, you set up an Erev Tavshilin. And if you hold like the Rav, that's an interesting question, is how you evaluate this suffix. But one of the nafkamina between the approach of Moshe Feinstein and the Rav is that the Rav would tell you not to make a bracha, right? Because the whole idea is really midin suffix, since there's a suffix involved. So he felt that on the Malachos Midaraisa, you should be machmir. You set up the Erev Tavshilin going into Yantif on Wednesday afternoon. You're not going to say a bracha. You would just make sure to have it set up so that you would be able to do anything that you would need to do to prepare for Shabbos. For Moshe Feinstein's standpoint, since this is absolutely the halacha that you must keep 2 full days of Yontif, even though you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, you're a ben chutz laretz, so then presumably, I can't say this 100%, but presumably I would have to assume that he would advise people to do so this year with a bracha. So just to conclude on that, well, for me, something of a humorous note, so I was, this is already last week, there's a mitzvah on the Rav in the city, and this means in the way that Tinek is set up, it means the Rav the Kila, to keep everybody in the shul in mind when they set up the Erev Tavshilin, just in case somebody forgets, they should have something to be somechan b'di'evit. So it's my job to remind everybody. But in any event, there's a wonderful woman who works at the cash register in Glad Express who speaks to me in Spanish, calls me El Rabino. And she told me last week already, she was ahead of the game, she said, don't forget Erev Tavshilin. So that's the beauty of being in Teaneck, New Jersey, is that you could be in the marketplace and have the very nice Gentile woman remind you that this year there's Erev Tavshilin. I don't think you can get that in too many places besides Teaneck, New Jersey. I don't think they're doing that yet in other parts of the country.